People's true nature is inherently pure. Yeah, this is very true. However, as it becomes tainted by habitual tendency, you see, the author like to use the word habitual tendency because this is how delusion set in until it becomes so habitual. So tainted by habitual tendency, this true nature becomes covered and defiled. Means clouded and defiled. Actually, here the word you cannot understand. You think that nature can become defiled. No, that nature can be obscure, or they use the word clouded, just like the cloud. When they are there, you cannot see the sun, or the sun's ray cannot shine forth. That's why it's clouded, obscure. But the sun's ray is always there. That nature is always there, ever shining, ever radiating. That nature is undefiled. The defiled word is meant for the mundane mind. The mundane mind, through its own delusion, sakkayaditi, get defiled. When it gets defiled, means it has wrong view. It conditions evil roots, make them evil. That's why the evil roots are the roots of evil. When you have the three evils of greed, hatred, and delusion, you become evil. The former mind become evil. The mundane mind become evil. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When you tend towards evil, the mind become evil. When you develop heedfulness, right view, right understanding, and tends toward wholesomeness, mind become wholesome, beautiful. We engage in spiritual practice precisely to wash away our affliction and conquer our deep-rooted habitual tendency. See, the author knew, very difficult to root out habitual tendency, deep-rooted. Because it has been there for so long, aeons and aeons and aeons of birth and death, habitual tendency, delusion, the ticket of reviews, opinion, conditioning, belief system. They are not easy to root out. So to do that, you need Dhamma understanding. You need wisdom born of direct seeing, direct awakening. That's why you should read the Sabha Asavak Sutta, knowing and seeing. According to Lord Buddha, he said, the complete removal or eradication of Asavak can only happen in one who sees and one who knows. Or one who know and one who see. It can never happen in one who does not see and does not know. Because this is referring to the direct seeing and the awakening, the understanding. So to completely root out the defilement, removal of asava, you need wisdom, nothing else. So this aspect is very important.